Hello everyone, this is Dr. Bob McNutt. Welcome to the Patients Page audio blog. Today we are discussing three women's situations. All three women have the same clinical problem. All three had mammograms, which found abnormalities on the mammogram. The abnormalities were a whitened area on the mammogram area and some distortion and the area of the ducts, the breast cancer ducts. A biopsy was done in all three, and a diagnosis of ductal carcinoma in situ was made. After the diagnosis, two women were advised by a surgeon, their surgeons, to have a bilateral mastectomy as the treatment for the ductal carcinoma in situ. The third woman actually brought the idea of a bilateral mastectomy to her physician, who found a surgeon who complied, and all three women were scheduled for bilateral mastectomy. Now I'm going to give you a little background on this clinical situation. Ductal carcinoma in situ means that there are cancer cells found on biopsy that are within the ducts. That means they haven't spread, any of the abnormal cells that are found have not spread beyond the ducts, they are contained. This is in contrast to what we call invasive breast cancer, which, in which the cells have broken through the ducts. Ductal carcinoma in situ was not seen until the advent of the mammogram. The mammogram, with its high degree of sensitivity for finding abnormalities, has led to finding these small cancers localized into the duct. Now, the good thing about ductal carcinoma in situ is the life expectancy of a woman with ductal carcinoma in situ breast cancer is nearly normal, which makes decision-making regarding what to do with this very early stage breast cancer a difficult one. And also as background, remember that all decisions are based on a comparison of options for your care. Options are compared best in randomized controlled trials where you can see if there is better outcomes associated with one option versus another. Usually, however, that the best option for you also creates more complications and side effects. So there's often a trade-off. But to have a trade-off, there has to be some known benefit, and you can trade that off against the harm. In this situation, there has never been a single clinical trial, randomized or otherwise, that has tested whether bilateral mastectomy is even an option for people with ductal carcinoma in situ. So therefore, we do not know that bilateral mastectomy has any beneficial option, is beneficial for women whatsoever. We do know, as you can see in the graph, that there's more harm associated with a bilateral mastectomy. The number that you see there, the 14% excess complication rate, that rate is the most serious complications, one in which there would be infections or rehospitalization or another surgery to fix something that went wrong or excess drainage from the area. This is a pretty dramatic surgery. Now, the concern is that you have all that harm without an idea of any benefit. It is very unclear whether even bilateral mastectomy should be recommended whatsoever. Unfortunately, in my view, there's been a rise in the number of women getting bilateral mastectomy, despite no evidence of it being beneficial. To give you a background, about 2% of the women 10 to 15 years ago in the state of California were getting bilateral mastectomy if they have ductal carcinoma or stage 1, and that has risen to as high as 12%. So this procedure is being done more frequently, but again, without evidence. We've had a long history of providing care for women with breast cancer without evidence. The radical mastectomy was around for almost 100 years, but we found that it wasn't beneficial at all. We used to do high-dose chemotherapy and bone marrow transplants for women with metastatic cancer. Over 40,000 women received this treatment, and then we found it was not beneficial at all. It is my hope that these lessons in the past are reflective of what we should do with bilateral mastectomy for ductal carcinoma in situ. It should be tested rather than recommended. But this is a tough call for women because you're making a decision, or these women were forced into a decision without knowing whether the option, the bilateral mastectomy, is helpful. After our discussion, two of these women did not have bilateral mastectomy, instead had unilateral mastectomy. However, one woman continued with her plan of bilateral mastectomy. Well, I hope this story and some of this background information in this table is helpful to you should you face this decision in the future. Thank you very much, and all the best. This is Dr. Bob signing out.